Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Oh, well, that's right. I'm sorry. I got in a hurry. We have some more beautiful music. Again, welcome to all who are worshiping with us today. We're happy that you're here, and we pray that this will be a meaningful worship for you also. At this time, we'll have the lighting of the candles and the Advent wreath. Continue with the brief order of confession and forgiveness. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the church, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
Rejoicing in your salvation, we may bring forth the fruits of repentance through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Chapter of Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you, and he has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will exult over you with loud singing. On a day of festival, I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your opponents at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renew in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home. At the time when I gather you, I will make you renewed and praised among all the people of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, save the Lord. The word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is from the 12th chapter of Isaiah. We will read it responsibly. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might, and has become my salvation.
With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name. Make known the deeds of the Lord among the nations. Proclaim that this name is exalted.
Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth.
Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Characters to help us with the reading today. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him,
"You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestors.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire."
And the crowds asked him,
"What then should we do?"
In reply, he said to them,
"Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise."
Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him,
"Teacher, what should we do?"
He said to them,
"Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you."
Soldiers also asked him,
"And we, what should we do?"
He said to them,
"Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages."
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying,
"I baptized you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with an unquenchable fire."
So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I invite the children to stand for us this morning. Thank you.
thank you all. That was beautiful. I could even understand the words. Sometimes the words are hard to understand, but you did a good job. And thank you for the message. It's a great message. And it's obvious, you know, you're not confused about what this season is all about. Have you ever felt confused as you watch TV about whether they know what the season is really all about? Yesterday I was watching some TV and I saw a couple of commercials that left me really wondering. One of them had somebody, I think it might have been Johnny Depp or one of those stars, driving a car in the desert. And at the end, finally, you see what he's selling. Is some kind of men's cologne. Don't even know what it was. And then there was another one where a woman is having this argument with somebody, and you don't know until the end when they put up a picture that she's selling some kind of perfume. Have no idea what the connection was. Well, people get confused about what we really are celebrating. Robert Fulghum, in his book, Everything I Needed to Learn, No, I Learned in Kindergarten, tells about a time when he went home from church and, like pastors will do, was taking his afternoon nap. And he said he was awakened by a pounding on his door. When he went to his door, there was this little kid who had a shabby Santa outfit on with a Santa mask. And he had a bag in his hand, and he said, "Trick or treat." Well, Fulghum said he was still groggy, but he reached in his wallet and he pulled out a $5 bill and put it in the kid's bag. And then the kid lifted his mask, and he saw that it was Hung Doc, who was a Vietnamese refugee who had resettled there. And this little kid had a $10 grin on his face. He was just as happy as could be, and he said, "Do you want to hear some carols?" And Fulghum says, "Well, sure. What else do you say?" And this little kid breaks into a song, "Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way." That was one. And then the next one was, "Hark the Hairy Angels Sing." And then he sang "Silent Night." And he said when he got to the last verse, he looked down and he saw this little boy was looking up at the well, his face was up, but his eyes were closed, and he sang the most beautiful line, "Sleep in heavenly peace." Fulghum said he was so amazed at this little boy singing that song that he reached in his wallet and pulled out another $5 and put it in the bag. And the kid was just even more thrilled. And he said, and he reached in the bag himself, pulled out a half a candy cane, and handed it to Fulghum and said, "God bless you, and trick or treat." And he was off down the street. Well, we are pretty well convinced if we know, we're not confused about what this season is all about. At least, most of us are not. And we've got lots of reminders around us, but we've grown up with it too. Back in the day, Zephaniah is writing to people who are confused about the time too. They have been in exile now, and they are lonely back there and wanting to come home. Zephaniah knows their history and knows what they've been going through. The kings of Judah have been a real problem because, starting with Hezekiah was reasonably good. And Hezekiah tried to bring about some reform, but not very successfully. His son Manasseh was one of the worst kings of Judah, in that he even instituted child sacrifice. And his son Amon was about the same way. Then we come to Josiah, who started a major reform, but it was too late. Israel was almost on its way into exile. And Judah has been like a football being tossed back and forth by all of these different countries, from Egypt to Assyria to Babylon to Persia. And with all of that history, they are confused. What's going to happen to us? And Zephaniah, like many of the other prophets, gives them hope. Gives them the knowledge and reminder that they are God's people. That God still loves them, and that God has something good in store for them. In fact, at the end it says that God will restore their fortunes. For a people in exile, that is good news. And he is thrilled with that good news, to know, or they are thrilled with it, to know that one day they will return and their fortunes will be restored. But even then, when you're in a position like that, there are a lot of people who are down in the mouth. Things are not going well. We see the same thing today, where things don't always go the way we want them to. If there's anybody who should feel down in the mouth, it was the Apostle Paul. As he writes this letter to the Philippians, he's in prison in Rome. And being in prison in Rome is almost like being on death row. He knows very few people survive. But look at the letter that he writes to the Philippians and to us. Even though with all the problems he's got, he writes, "Rejoice in the Lord. Don't worry about anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. And God will lift you up." That's his message, and that's his hope. In fact, you know, as I read Paul's letter to the Philippians, it kind of reminds me of a cartoon I saw. It's a cartoon of, I love Peanuts comic strips, and this one is one in which Linus and Snoopy are dancing. They are just dancing away and having a great old time. And Lucy comes along and she says, "You guys, what's the matter with you? Why, you're always dancing. You know, if you keep dancing like that, and like this stupid dog, you're going to become as dumb and as useless as he is." Well, Linus has a little bubble over his head that says, 500 years from now, who's going to know the difference? Well, with all of the things that are going on around us, we might consider getting out of this sad face and having a happy face to remind us that these problems have always been around us. And they're going to be there for many, many generations. But we have an advantage. We, like the people of Judah in exile, we are God's people. And we just need to remember that again and again and again. The prophets reminded them that they had a covenant with God and to return to that covenant. But you are God's people. And we need to remember that too. Because sometimes we have a tendency to just think, well, we're members of the church. What else is there? No. That's only a small portion of it. Here's what we need to do. We need to declare to ourselves and to the world, we are God's people. Say that with me. We are God's people. And now you get really personal and say, I am God's person. Say that with me.
I am God's person.
Fantastic. When John the Baptist is in the wilderness preaching, you would think that his message would be much more uplifting. But you notice what he calls the people. You brood of vipers. Not exactly a complimentary thing to tell the people. But he's trying to get their attention and remind them that they have a covenant with this God. And that this covenant leads them to a new future, to something they have hoped for and dreamed for. And the people ask, in fact, his answer to their question of what should we do sounds almost like an advertisement for the food pantry. What should we do? You have an extra cup? Give it to somebody who doesn't have one. Have some extra food. Give it to somebody who doesn't have food. And notice what he says to the tax collector. He doesn't tell him, stop taking taxes. He knows that the government has to run on something, and we may not like it, but the way they do it. But he doesn't say that. He says, just don't take more than you're supposed to take. And with the soldier, it's the same thing. He doesn't tell him to stop being a soldier. He knows that soldiers are necessary for the security of a nation. But he says, don't use your position to extort from others. Because we have the opportunity to give thanks and praise God that He has made us His people and that He will be with us to the end of the ages. As we sing some of these songs and we remember why this season is here, I wrote a song, well, I didn't write the song. This is an old, old song that you might know, but I rewrote the words. And as you catch on, you can sing along with me. You better keep watch. You better not cry. You better put on your happy face. Why? Jesus Christ is coming again. He came long ago, a day full of life, lived among people burdened with strife. Jesus Christ is coming again. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows your pain and sorrow, so give thanks for gifts of faith. Oh, you better keep watch. You better not cry. You better put on your happy face. Why? Jesus Christ is coming again. Oh, He died for our sins. He rose from the dead. He loved you enough to save you instead. Jesus Christ is coming again. You better keep watch. You better not cry. You better put on your happy face. Why? Jesus Christ is coming again. So with Snoopy and all of those of us who know that we are God's children, let's put on our happy face and remember Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
As with gladness, those of old did the God.
profess our faith using the creed which you have printed for us. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we await the coming of Christ, we pray in hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. For choirs, hymn writers, musicians, and off-key singing, we give you thanks, Holy One. Fill us with your song of joy. Open us to proclaim your glory in singing, silence. Lord, mercy.
Hear.
Oh, thank God. Let's try it again.
Open us to proclaim your glory in singing, speaking, in silence. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For the hurting places in the world, for seas and lands, hurt by disaster, for all people and animals moved by floods, droughts, grant place throughout our present and enjoy in our healing, Lord, in our mercy.
For those who are oppressed, for peace to ring out in our hearts and in our homes, for mercy and forgiveness to reign in every community, for war to cease and hunger to end, give us this joy now, Holy One. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
For those who are oppressed, your soldiers and veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and their families, for neighbors who have no access to medical care, for those who are ill and those who mourn especially, and those we name in our hearts, fill them with your peace, Lord, and your mercy, hear our prayer.
For foster families opening their homes, for grandparents raising grandchildren, for single parents struggling to make ends meet, for expectant parents who now grieve, who give strength and comfort, Holy One, Lord, in your mercy. In thanksgiving for preachers and teachers who have guided us on the way, bring us with them to rejoice eternally in you, Lord, in your mercy. Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you those prayers and those in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with 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 you.
Dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made,
for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith, as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord.
Land. given for your body, Christ. Body, Christ, given for you. Body, Christ, given for you. Body, Christ, given for you. Jesus, be with you. Body, Christ. Given for you. The Spirit of our Lord Jesus, be with you. Body, Christ, given for you.
Watch your shirt. You're on fire. Sorry.
Almost. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace. Amen. Service continues with the post-communion canticle. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Joy to the world. Yes, that would be a good idea. Any other announcement? I do want to say thank you to the Sunday school kids who did a wonderful job. And for those, the people who played piano,
The one thing most people don't realize is that doing that, you know, you can do it at home and not make a single mistake. And, of course, they multiply when you're trying to do it for good. And it still happens to me all the time. So, but I give them a pat on the back for doing what they did. Fantastic. Thank you. Yes?
This has nothing to do with church, but we have beef for sale, so if anybody's interested.
Okay. Commercial.
Yes.
All right. Anything else? All right. Well, and one of the things I'm really appreciative of is that some of the kids are coming over to Union to do their songs before the service starts there. So I really appreciate that, too. If there are no other announcements, let's go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.